This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration has announced on Tuesday that it will send Ukraine a small number of high-tech medium-range rocket systems, a critical weapon that Ukrainian leaders have been begging for as they struggle to stall Russian progress in the Donbas region. The rocket systems are part of a new $700 million package of Ukrainian, I should say, security assistance for Ukraine from the U.S. that will include helicopters, Javelin anti-tank weapon systems, tactical vehicles, spare parts, and more, according to two senior administration officials. At a news conference, the State Department spokesman Ned Price says that the U.S. and Ukraine's allies are trying to match the weapons provided to the needs on the ground.
As the conflict has shifted to the east and to the south, we, of course, have changed our assessment, and the needs that our Ukrainian partners have put forward have shifted as well. And so their top priority in more recent weeks was surging artillery systems and munitions to the front line.
Meanwhile, China's support for Russia through oil and gas purchases is actually irking Washington, and it's raising the risk of U.S. retaliation. But observers say that they see no sign that Beijing is helping Moscow evade sanctions imposed over its war in Ukraine. Beijing says that Moscow is its most important strategic partner. China's importance as a lifetime or lifeline to Russian President Vladimir Putin increased Monday after the 27-nation European Union agreed to stop oil purchases by the year's end. Beijing has kept the West guessing about whether it might bail out Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News. Shanghai residents visited the waterfront Bund and ate and drank as they walked streets patrolled by police as a severe two-month COVID-19 lockdown was being eased. That lockdown set back the national economy, and its ruthless enforcement prompted protests seldom seen in China. Full bus and subway service will be restored as of Wednesday, and as will basic rail connections with the rest of China. And the people walking outdoors Wednesday morning said their 2 months under lockdown was a depressing experience, and it was a joy to see many happy people on the streets. China has stuck to its zero COVID strategy, even as the rest of the world opens up. The nation's leading cybersecurity agency says electronic voting machines from a leading vendor used in at least 16 states have software vulnerabilities. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency says the vulnerabilities can leave the machines susceptible to hacking if the flaws go unaddressed. The information is contained in an advisory that CISA sent to state election officials. It is based on testing by a prominent computer scientist and expert witness in a long-running lawsuit. CISA says there's no evidence the flaws in the Dominion voting system's equipment have been exploited to alter election results. In a statement Tuesday, Dominion defended the machines as accurate and severe. The government of the Nicaraguan president, Daniel Ortega, has ordered the closure of 83 more civic groups and non-governmental organizations. The move Tuesday brings to 200 the number of such closures this year. In a total, 320 since protests against the Ortega regime erupted in 2018. The institutions closed, including the Nicaraguan Academy of Letters, which was founded in 1928 and has included opposition writers. A record 13 women, including the first female Muslim, have been sworn in as ministers in Australia's new government. The ceremony on Wednesday came 11 days after the new Prime Minister Anthony Albanese led the centre-left Labour Party to an election victory over the incumbent Conservatives. Albanese wrote on Twitter that he was proud to lead an inclusive government that is diverse as Australia itself. Recapping our top story, the Biden administration is announcing that it's sending Ukraine a small number of high-tech medium-range rocket systems, a critical weapon that Ukrainian leaders have been begging for as they struggle to stall Russian progress in the Donbas region. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.